So, trustees, I actually looked up the official duties, which I wanted to go over briefly, just so that we're all on the same page. So, responsibilities of the committee. The scene, subject to the direction of the Charter Conference, has oversight and care of all local church property, buildings, and equipment to further the mission of the church. This work is done in consultation with the pastor. This team and individual trustees need to engage in spiritual practices that build attentiveness to God's world and direction, church administration, and attentiveness to daily affairs can extract the team from the mission of making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Trustees need to hold one another accountable to the mission and vision of the church. Trustees receive and administer all gifts made to the congregation and ensure that trust funds of the congregation are invested properly. Trustees ensure that the articles of incorporation of the congregation are up to date. Trustees annually review property, liability, and crime insurance coverage on church-owned property, buildings, and equipment. They also review personnel insurance for protection against risk and consult with the pastor parish relations team about other personnel insurance. Trustees conduct an annual accessibility audit of the buildings and grounds to discover and then work toward eliminating barriers that impede the full participation of all people. The team submits annual budget requests to the Committee on Finance for property maintenance and improvement and new property purchases. And trustees are accountable to the Charter Conference and the Church Council. The term trustees, as used in the Book of Discipline of the United Methodist Church, may be construed to be synonymous with director of corporations when required to comply with law.